Hello, little friends. Welcome to Isa's Story Corner. Today we have a very special story about a young girl named Casey and the magical secrets hidden in an ancient tree. Are you ready to discover the mysteries of the baobab? Let's begin. Eight-year-old Casey had just arrived at her grandmother's village in Kenya for the summer. The red dust swirled around her feet as she stepped off the bus. In the centre of the village stood the most enormous tree she had ever seen, an ancient baobab with a trunk so wide that 20 children holding hands couldn't wrap around it. Grandmother Amara greeted Casey with the warmest hug and the biggest smile. Her weathered hands were gentle and her eyes sparkled with wisdom. "My dear Casey," she said, "this summer you will learn about our family's greatest treasure." She pointed toward the magnificent baobab tree. The next morning, Grandmother Amara took Kessie's hand and led her to the baobab tree. As they walked closer, Casey noticed something strange carved into the thick bark. There were mysterious symbols and patterns etched deep into the wood, weathered by time but still clearly visible.
"These are not just random marks, little one," Grandmother Amara whispered as she traced the symbols with her finger. "These are messages from our ancestors, stories of our family written in the old way. For hundreds of years, each generation has added their story to this sacred tree."
Casey's eyes grew wide with amazement.
"Can you teach me to read them, Grandmother?" she asked eagerly.
Grandmother Amara smiled knowingly.
"That's exactly why you're here, my dear. You are the next keeper of our stories, and it's time for you to learn the ancient language of our people."
Every day for weeks, Grandmother Amara taught Casey about the symbols. Each mark told a different story, tales of brave ancestors, wise elders, and important family traditions. Slowly, Casey began to understand the beautiful language carved into the ancient bark.
"Every day these marks tell our ancestors' stories."
"Brave ancestors? Like warriors. I see, this symbol is a piece of our great journey."
One special evening, as the sunset painted the sky in brilliant oranges and purples, Casey successfully read her first complete story from the tree. It was about her great-great-grandmother, a wise healer who helped the entire village during difficult times. Grandmother Amara beamed with pride and handed Casey a small carving tool. "Now it's time for you to add your own mark to our family tree," she said. With careful, steady hands, Casey carved a small symbol representing her summer of learning and discovery. As Casey finished her carving, she felt a deep connection to all the generations before her. She understood now that she was part of something much bigger than herself, a living story that would continue through her and the children who would come after her. From that day forward, Casey became the youngest keeper of the baobab's secrets. She promised to protect the ancient stories and share them with future generations. The wise old tree stood proud, knowing its messages would live on through this special little girl.
From that day forward, I became the youngest keeper of the Baobab's secrets. I promised to protect the ancients and share them with future Trons, knowing its messages will live on.
And that's the end of our story about Casey and the magical Baobab tree. Remember, we all have special stories and traditions in our families too. Now it's time for sweet dreams. Close your eyes, sleep well, and we'll see you next time. Remember to check the free coloring book. Bye-bye.